views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. WBLQ.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Well, good afternoon and hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined us today. Can you believe that we are almost out of August? Where on earth did the summer go? I have no idea. We are crazy busy in the Ballard household right now, getting ready to send my two little munchkins back to school next week, and it just seems like this summer zipped by, but you know what? I'm excited for the fall. There's great things coming. I love the change of seasons and the energy. So, you know, we'll enjoy what we have left and embrace what is to come. So, you know, I have to kind of throw something out before we get into everything today. There's been so much energy that I feel like has been going on in the past couple of weeks of, you know, anytime I actually don't even watch the news anymore, but anytime you flip on the news that you're hearing about, you know, different stressors and violence and drama and things that are going on. And I've had so many clients that have reached out to me, especially this week, and just said, boy, you know, I'm feeling like things are so heavy. Like, you know, what can I do? And I just felt like it's a good little reminder to give everybody that, you know, that saying, you know, be kind to everybody that you meet because you may not know what they're going through. So try to take in the next couple of days, be really reflective on kindness. Try to have patience with people, to send love, to send warm thoughts, to send peace, to send kindness. And I think that, you know, when we're hearing about stressors and we're hearing about things that have people worried and hung up, one of the best things to always go to is into that peaceful place within your own hearts and just trying to focus on sending love. And even if it's just a ray of sunshine out to somebody or a kind smile to someone standing behind you in the grocery store line, I think that a small smile, a small intention can go big, big ways. So send that good energy out there. Well, I can't even begin to tell all of you how much I am just loving this journey and getting connected with all of you through Transformation Talk Radio. I am so grateful for you guys sharing this brilliant energy. We are going to do awesome things together with Spirit. So I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information about how to schedule a private reading with me over the phone or in person, to read about any of my upcoming classes, or also you can find information about an event that I have coming up in the Albany, New York area on November 6th at 7 p.m. called An Evening of Messages, and it will be at the Hilton Garden Inn, Albany Airport. Tickets are on sale, and you can purchase those on my website as well. And I also hope you'll follow along with today's show on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmony, KMB. You can find all sorts of information with our call-in number and just what we're talking about and what's going on. We have the most fantastic show today. I have been giddy all week long and waiting for today to come. And I'm so excited because I want you to get comfy and stay with me for the next hour. You are going to get wowed and have your socks knocked off and learn some amazing things that Spirit can do with all of us. So, as I mentioned a couple moments ago, we will be opening up our phone lines at the halfway point of the show, and you can call in at 800-930-2819, and my wonderful guest, which I'll introduce in a moment, will actually be chatting with you today, so you're in for a great treat. And as I mentioned before, you can follow along with our show on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, and you can all please check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, to listen to today's show and also some archives of previous shows as well. So are you guys ready? Let's get into this. As I have mentioned in previous shows, there are a few forms of mediumship in which I have a major soft spot for. I love automatic writing. Any physical phenomenon knocks my socks off. And I love the topic of spirit art. It completely blows my mind. And these are topics that I could listen to and talk about for hours upon hours. And I think being able to be the medium in any of those forms and those types of mediumship is such a blessing, in my opinion. And I am so thrilled and almost feel a little bit spoiled that we get to dive into the topic of spirit art on today's show. I am so honored and excited to have Dr. Susan B. Barnes on today's show. Susan is an international medium, a communication professor, and spirit artist. She is the owner of the Spirit Art Gallery in Casadaga, New York, near Lilydale, if any of you are familiar with that, where she regularly teaches art classes. Susan is a certified medium trained in the United States, England, and Canada. She has been a member of the Spiritualist National Union, and her work has been featured in the Psychic Observer. She's written 8 books, including Visual Communication, From Cave Art to Second Life, and Spiritualist Basics. Susan believes that spiritual influences play an important role in our creative process, and that spirit art fosters both creativity and personal understanding. Susan, welcome to today's show. I am so glad that you're here.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, Susan, I am chomping at the bit. I would love to hear about your journey with spirit. How did you get started in mediumship? And more importantly, how did you get started in creating spirit art?
Well, I've always known that I had mediumship capabilities since I was a child. I really didn't get interested in the subject until much later in life when I found out about spiritualism. And then when I was at a spiritualist conference in Europe a number of years ago, they had classes in spirit art. And as an undergraduate, I was an art major. So I thought, this would be a good thing to try. So I did. I tried it and I found it to be very, very enjoyable and an interesting way of doing mediumship. So I continue.
That's phenomenal. So for any of our listeners that aren't familiar with spiritualism, is there a way that you could, for a moment, talk a little bit about spiritualism and like the principle within it, the belief within it?
Well, there are spiritualism is a religion, a science, and a philosophy. And the philosophy and the religion are based on principles. The easiest principles to say are the ones from the Spiritualist National Union in England, and I can recite them. The principles are the fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man, the communion with spirits and the ministry of angels, the continuous existence of the human soul, personal responsibility, compensation and retribution hereafter for all good and evil deeds done on earth, and continual progress for every human soul.
Fantastic. So can you tell us a little bit about spirit art? What exactly is spirit art? And what different types, are there different types of spirit art? And what do you practice?
Well, there's quite a few different types of spirit art. And I would also say that there is a difference between spiritualist art and spirit art. And the difference is the fact that spiritualist art tries to provide evidence of a continuity of life. And an example of that would be a medium will draw a portrait of a deceased relative and then a recipient will go and find a picture of that relative to try to put with the portrait to show that the medium has actually drawn a deceased relative, you know, someone who's in the past. That's probably the most evidential form. But also, when you do other things, evidence can pop up in different ways. For example, in a trance painting that I had done by artist Jose Medrado, he actually painted a picture of my grandmother. So that, to me, was very evidential. Wow. Whenever you get something like that happening, you get evidence of life on the other side, then that's considered to be spiritualist art. Other types of art are, we have orographs, which are done during readings. Of course, pictures of spirit guides, automatic drawing, trance drawing, and spirit-inspired art, which is just an artist working with an inspiration from spirit. So it ranges the gamut from being totally mediumistic and entranced to being very aware and being inspired.
Wow, that is fascinating. With the orographs, what would the purpose of an orograph be?
Well, the purpose of an orograph is it's a nice thing to do with a reading. And this is the way I like to work, because it's not just telling somebody something, it's giving them something to go home and remember. And the orographs are good tools for people who want to meditate. They also can be very positive and very healing, so that when people look at them, they feel good.
Fantastic.
So I like those images a lot.
Susan, let me have you hold that thought for just one moment. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to explore more about this fascinating topic with a spirit artist and medium, Dr. Susan Barnes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ. There's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head. Glitter all over the room. Pink flamingos in the pool. I smell like a mini
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out our latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. And we'll also have an archive up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, after today's show as well. We have been talking to the very wonderful spirit artist and medium, Dr. Susan B. Barnes. And at the halfway point of our show, we are going to be opening up our phone lines. And you guys are able to connect in with Susan today to see who's around you on the other side, who's working with you. And you can call in at 800-930-2819. And Susan, can you refresh, or could you let our listeners know, if they want to find out more information about the work that you do or how to get in touch with you, how can they find you on the web?
My address is spiritartgallery1word.net.
Fantastic.
Spiritartgallery.net.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'll have that up on my Facebook page for everyone as well. So, Susan, you're welcome. When we just, before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the different types of spirit art and spiritualist art that there are. And I was wondering if you could talk to our listeners a little bit about the type of art that you're doing with clients. And do you have a favorite by any chance?
Yes. I do the portraits, but I don't like to do them privately. I usually do those in public, and then what I do when I do a demonstration, I turn it around and have the people in the room try and do it. And we've been very lucky that I would say almost all of the pictures are taken by the people, and these are by people that have never drawn before or some have. So we have great fun with that. So the portraits are one thing that I do. But for my clients, I mostly do the orographs because they are so positive, they're so healing. But sometimes when I do the orographs, I do get some family information in there, and I get a little bit of portraiture work of relatives in orographs as well. For my own personal art, I usually do spirit-inspired art. Practically everything I've done throughout my career has been spirit inspired.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I know, and I go back and look at my work. I see that it has been one way or another. We also do a lot of, what my students like to work with. We like to work with a lot of the encaustic wax. I don't know if you know what that is. You melt wax and you put it. Pardon?
Could you explain that a little more? Sure.
Yeah, encaustic wax is when you melt wax with an iron or a hot instrument, and then you work with it on the paper wet so that you get all of these beautiful, beautiful colors blending and merging together in an abstract type of look.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's
quite wonderful. And then what I do is I make cards out of the wax pieces, and I'll also go, when I do psychic fairs and things like that, I will go and bring some of the cards, have someone pick a card, and then from the card I'll do the reading for them. And it's happened lately. Just this year, every time I do it, I also see a face of a relative in there. So
what?
It's been pretty exciting. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Susan, are you able to do any of this for yourself at all? Because I know, like, as a medium, it's very hard, obviously, to read for yourself or nearly impossible. Are you able to do any of this for yourself at all?
Some of it, sometimes what we do is we trick students and we tell them that we'll give them like a ticket and we'll say, you're doing this picture for somebody else and it's really for them. So I have a few of them that I've been able to keep, but not too many. Most of them go with people. Yeah, my favorite ones, yeah, are gone. But that's just the nature of what it is.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. So let me ask you this. Who can create spirit art? And is this something that people can learn? Like, do you need to be naturally artistic? Or is this something that if spirit moves you and you're in this meditative, trancey state, can you create?
Anybody can do it. I really believe that. You don't have to, because spirit really does help. And we get some pretty amazing types of things that happen. And so anyone can do it, I believe.
And how would someone go about then, if they wanted to learn this process and to do this, how would someone go about learning that?
There's a couple of different ways. I mean, obviously, if you come to Lilydale, we have classes in it. That's one way to do it. You can also do it. They also teach it online, believe it or not. The Spiritualist National Union does it online. So that's another way to do it. Trying to think where else. I guess, you know, some of the different places, some of the different mediumship places do it. So, you know, you have to look around,
right?
You know, for it.
And Susan, we were chatting earlier and you had mentioned also you have a studio where your spirit art is, and you teach classes as well. And people can find more information on your website about that also.
Yes, you can do it on the website. Yeah, the information is there. So they can find it there. And, you know, if somebody really has them, just get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me through the website. I will try to help them find some place to go. But, I mean, it's either, you know, summer programs coming here to Dale or doing it online are probably the two most common ways to try to get involved with it.
So thank you. I appreciate that. So, Susan, is there, in your opinion, obviously, you know, showing the continuation of life, you know, through this type of work, but are there other purposes or reasons that someone would go to get, you know, this type of artwork done, or even a reason for a medium to do that type of work?
Well, I mean, obviously, when you do this kind of work, you're trying to do healing for the person. So there's a healing quality that's involved with the process, because you're trying to give them some, you know, advice or let them know, you know, positive things that are going on in their life, or if people have questions. And sometimes it's just a matter of people remembering a relative or a loved one, or knowing that the relative or loved one remembers them, too. That's a really important part. But it's mostly healing and the loving feelings that you get from family and relatives.
Oh, absolutely. Now, have you ever had multiple people come through in a piece of spirit art that you've done?
Oh, of course. Of course, yes. I have one, actually, up on the website. I have one picture of an autograph where I brought in three different relatives for the person.
Holy mackerel. And then, now, well, Susan, while you're doing this, are you also receiving information from spirit as well? So as you are drawing, are you also talking to the person that you're sitting with and giving them feedback about the people coming in? Or is it more just a process of drawing exactly?
No, I mean, they're getting a reading. They're getting a full-fledged reading. And, I mean, the information that's coming through is usually information about them, but I can identify which relative it's coming through. Like, this has happened to me quite often. I'll be sitting there going, he's saying that this, and this, and you need to be aware of that, or he's saying that, you know, this is happening in your life, or this is something you should think about. And then they'll stop and say, well, who is saying this? And then I'll go back in spirit and identify the relative who's coming through. Yeah, sometimes they come through without the identifier first, and then I have to go back and see who it is. And then I'll say, oh, it's your grandfather on your mother's side of the family who's coming through. It's your grandmother on your mother's side, whoever it is. But no, I when I work, I usually have a relative or a spirit. I'll put it this way. I always have a spirit connection going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, Susan, I just got a question in from my Facebook page that someone wanted me to ask you. Do you ever, when you're doing an autograph, are you ever picking up on children or spirit babies that are yet to come for the person that you're reading for? Have you ever had that happen?
Well, that's kind of the reverse. I know that I've had spirit children come through. One of the most one of the most outstanding situations that I had was of a spirit of a child that was deceased, that a woman lost the child. We have had, children things to come in. I mean, what if somebody's trying to predict whether or not they're going to have a boy or a girl type of thing?
Yeah.
Sometimes we get images or impressions on that. That can happen, yes.
And, of course, I have to ask this because this is another follow-up question here. What about our furry four-legged loved ones on the other side? Do you ever have animals that come through?
Absolutely. All the time.
I love
all the time. And usually in a drawing, what will happen in a drawing is I'll be sitting there going, oh, I feel a cat. And then I'll get the color of the pet. And often the color is the right color. Or sometimes what happens is I'll get a color that they'll have had two cats, and then when I get the color, they'll know whether it's the cat that's alive or the cat that's passed.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Now, within the orographs, are you also picking up on things, Susan, that are like present day within around the living, or is it predominantly, would you say, like spirit in that sense?
Well, I think that originally orographs were done trying to work off of psychic energy. So as a medium, you work both ways. And when people start asking questions, and the favorite one is, am I going to find a boyfriend? I mean, when you're getting questions like that, you're working off of psychic energy. When you're, rather than working off of spirit energy, which is describing the relative. And then usually what happens is the relative will come through and the relative will have some type of a personality trait. And it's usually something about that trait is in the message that they want to give the person, is what I've found to be true.
Fantastic. Well, Susan, I need to have you hold that thought again because we need to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We are ready to open up those phone lines. Susan would love to connect in with all of you and to see who's around you, what's going on around you. Please call us in at 800-930-2819. I cannot wait for you to connect in with Susan. And remember, she will need the sound of your voice when you call. We're not going to take names. We're going to do things a little differently today. And we'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's huge savings for the month of August only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Drive away a new Ford F-150 starting at only $196 a month. That's $196 a month. A new Hyundai Sonata, just $156 a month. That's $156 a month. Or a Volkswagen Jetta for $116 a month. That's the lowest price anywhere, $116 a month. At CentralAutoGroupCT.com, we have a huge selection of new Mazdas ready for delivery. We have hundreds of pre-owned vehicles too. Open 7 days a week. 5 reasons, one destination. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. CentralAutoGroupCT.com is number one for customer satisfaction and service with free multi-point inspections and extended hours. Drive a little and save a lot. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield.
Your number one buying destination. Central
Auto Group. Must have qualified credit. See dealer for details.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There was no right or wrong way to be a great parent. Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. I'm Kelly Ballard. Thank you for joining us today. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb for some great tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and any of my appearances on the Dr. Pat Show or previous shows. We are talking to the wonderful Dr. Susan B. Barnes, medium and spirit artist today. And this has been such a great show. We're learning so much and hearing about just the different ways that spirit can work through us to show that there's so much more to this life than just what we have all in front of us. So Susan has graciously offered to connect in with our callers, and she would love to let you know who's around you, what's going on in your life, give you some insights, some inspiration. So Susan, before we take our first caller, can you refresh everyone with how they can find you on the web?
Oh, sure. My address is spiritartgallery.net.
Thank you so much. Fantastic. And we'll have that website up on my Facebook page as well for you guys to check later. So let me tell you something very interesting and unique, the way Susan is going to work. She does not want your first name. Susan tunes into people by the sound of their voice. So we're just going to identify you from where you're calling from. We don't need your name. However, when you do connect in with Susan, we'll just need the sound of your voice. So even a hello, a how you doing, anything to give her the sound of your voice and voice. I can't talk today, and we'll let Susan take it from there. So our first call is from Connecticut. Are you there?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi. So all Hello. Susan needs is the sound of your voice, no first names. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Say hello to Susan.
Hi, how are you, Susan?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. I was just wondering if you have any messages for me. General or something specific did you have for me to ask as a question?
I feel that you do have some relatives around you. I do feel... a woman on your mother's side of the from your mother's side of the family, it feels like a grandmother. What they're telling me is that your grandmother is in spirit. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. And she's telling me that she's there and she's providing you. I feel that you need a little extra energy right now, a little extra help right now. And grandma's coming in and telling you that she's doing that and trying to work with you so that you can overcome whatever obstacles you've been feeling in your life. Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense. Yes.
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 So grandma's there, and she's also here to tell you that these obstacles are not as bad as you think they are, and that if you really adopt an attitude of like, I'm just going to go with the flow, that things are going to resolve themselves for you pretty quickly. And I feel that if you stop worrying about it, that it's going to go away a lot faster.
It's true. I feel heaviness emotionally lately, and it makes sense. Yeah,
well, she's telling you if you can try to find something that's going to make you feel a little more upbeat. She's telling you to try to do something to lift your spirits. Is that when you lift your spirits, these other problems and issues are going to go away. So
okay.
She's encouraging you to be happy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Any other messages?
Pardon?
Any other messages for me? Or let's
hang on. No, I feel something good is going to be happening for you soon. I feel that something that with this stuff, something unexpected is going to happen, and that I feel it's something good.
Oh, excellent.
She's really saying that you need to just brighten up and get out there and embrace life, because good things are going to happen.
Excellent.
Thank you so
well,
much for calling in to chat with Susan.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Susan, we have a couple people who are a little bit shy and not wanting to call in, however, reaching out via Facebook. Now, I know you said no first names. However, would you be willing to connect in with a couple of our people long distance from a couple Facebook requests?
Yes, we will try to do that.
Okay.
Do they have a screen name? No, not in this case.
I don't in this case have a screen name, but I can give you, would a first initial be okay?
Yeah, that would work. So I'll tie into that instead of their voice.
Perfect. Okay. So what I have is our first person is going by the initial M as in marshmallow. Try not to give a name.
Mary, yes, right.
You got it. And she is asking, is there anyone that is, who's around her and her family? And do they have any messages?
Yes. I feel that M has a number of family members that are in spirit. I feel that, and at some point we'll have to ask for verification. I feel that M has... quite a few people there that her family has been an extended family. But I also feel that there's somebody she's looking for. I feel there's somebody particular that she would like to tap in with. And I'm trying to sense whether it's a male or a female. But I do feel that there were some women in her family that were very influential in her life, and people that when they passed, she missed them a lot, because there was a lot of love that we shared between the family members. And these family members, and they're definitely on a grandparent type of level, although I feel other family members as well there, like aunts and uncles, around and about her. And I also feel that they're giving energy to someone in the family who may not be feeling a little bit poorly at this point, but I just want her to know that there are lots and lots of spirit people there working with her, and working with not just her, but there's someone else in the family that needs a little extra love and support at this point as well. Does that make sense to her?
Susan, she is validating. I'm getting lots of yeses. So I'm getting yeses.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you. That's all I need to know.
I've got 7 yeses here.
And I also feel that there's someone who passed over that's a little bit younger that was also important to her. And that person is here. I'm feeling female at this point. I'm feeling that, I'm just feeling that there's lots of people that are trying to send. I'm getting a big feeling of love. And there was someone that I'm feeling that this person took care of or did something for before they passed. And they really want to say thank you to her. They want to send her so much love, and they want to say thank you so much for all of the kind support and help that you gave me during my lifetime. And this person wants her to wish her all the best and all the happiness. And they want her to know that on the spirit side, they're trying to bring through happiness and good things for her so that she doesn't have as many worries, if that all makes sense.
Susan, she is writing and saying, thank you. You have given her so much love and so much hope. Susan, I appreciate you connecting in with her. We need to take a quick break, but if you're interested in connecting in with Susan, you can reach out to us at 800-930-2819. We would love to connect in with you. And when we return, we'll continue to take more callers and chat with the very fantastic Dr. Susan Barnes, medium and spirit artist. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Back on the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers and insight, love and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find more about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. We've got time left for callers, so please give us a jingle. You can reach us at 800-930-2819. I'd love for you to have the opportunity to connect with our amazing guest today, medium and spirit artist, Dr. Susan Barnes. And for those of you who might just be tuning in, Susan is an internationally known medium and spirit artist, and you're going to absolutely want to listen to the replay of today's show, which can be found on Transformation Talk Radio on my host page or on the archives of my website. Susan, before we take our next caller, can you give our guests a way to connect with you online one more time?
Oh, yes, certainly. My website is spiritartgallery.net. Spiritartgallery is one word, .net.
Fantastic. Thank you, Susan. So before we jump to our next caller, all Susan needs is the sound of your voice, no names. So we have someone calling in from Albany, New York. Hello, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi. So all Susan needs is the sound of your voice, no names, and connect in with Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. I was just wondering if there was any message.
I missed that.
I apologize. I was just wondering if there was any message for me from any loved one on the other side.
Yes, I'm feeling a gentleman coming in first. I'm feeling a gentleman here. I believe you may have I feel like you may have a father in spirit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm feeling a father here, and I'm feeling that he's trying to give you some advice. He's telling me it's advice, more like financial kind of advice. He's saying that when you have a decision you need to make about money, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And that you have a decision to make about money. And what he's saying is that you need to take a conservative point of view, that you need to be careful or cautious about what you do. And I'm feeling that somebody may be asking you to do something that may be a little bit risky, and he's saying that that's not the best idea in the world, that you need to take care, and you need to really do a little bit of research and find out the best thing for you. And he's saying that you need to focus on what's right for you, not what's right for someone else. And if someone else is pressuring you into doing certain things, step back and say, is this going to help me or is this going to help them? And you should be focusing on what's going to help you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And your dad just wants to know that he loves you very, very much. And he wants to make sure that you are well taken care of.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Please send my love back.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Thank
you for calling
in.
Thank
you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Susan, we have another caller. Are you ready for another one?
Sure.
Okay. Susan, we have another caller calling in from New York. Hello, are you there? Hello?
Well, we just lost it. Keep talking and I'll patch another call through.
Not a problem at all. Well, Susan, if we can take actually someone, I just got a note in that we can actually go to, if you don't mind. I have a note from someone with the initial C, and she's asking, hi, can you please ask Susan if she can share any spirit messages regarding my new move? Thank you.
Her new move? Is that what she said?
Yes.
Yes.
And the letter C her name starts with.
WD. Yes, I feel that this person, it's a woman, right? This woman is really concerned about her future and concerned that she puts herself into the right situation, if that makes sense, and that she's looking for a situation that's a little more stable and a little bit calmer than the one she's been in the past. And I feel that she is trying to both emotionally and physically make progress on her well-being, if that makes sense. I feel that she may also have a mother in spirit. I don't know if that's correct. She can give us a yes or no. But I feel a mother coming through because I feel an energy coming through that's very maternal, that's trying to protect her, almost like a mother protects a baby. And they're trying to tell her that she needs to be aware of her own feelings and be aware of the directions and things that she chooses, and that she needs to be aware of what feels right within her, and that she knows within her heart the right way to go and the right thing to do, and that's what she should follow. And I feel that this move can put her in a position that will help her to be where she wants to go and where she wants to be. Does that make sense?
Susan, ironically, she's also calling through via the phone, so I can patch her live to you at this point, if that's all right.
Oh, great. That would be great. Yes.
Hi, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Carol, excuse me. Oh, boy, I just did what I wasn't supposed to do. Sorry, Susan.
Okay. I didn't hear it.
Okay, good. Susan is addressing some feedback to you. Is there any feedback that you can give Susan from what she's passed along to you so far?
I have a mother in spirit.
Yes, that's what I felt. Yes, that there was a mother in spirit because I felt a lot of energy around you, like they were trying to almost protect you, like a mother protects a child. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
I feel that you are moving in the right direction and that you will know whether it's right or not based on how you feel in your heart. You will know, and I'm feeling that they're going to make you aware of when things are not right. So you will know when it's right, you'll know when it's not right, and they're encouraging you to follow the path that you know is right. And they're saying that there may be some people in your life that may say, oh, no, don't do that, don't do that. But they say, ignore them. Follow your own path. And they're saying also to stand up for yourself, is that when somebody tries to tell you to do something that you don't want to do, please just say no. Does that make sense?
Susan, I'm so sorry. We actually have to wrap up our show. I apologize. Thank you so much.
Okay. You guys are so sweet.
Thank you so much, Susan, for being on the show today. We appreciate it. And thank you all for tuning in and connecting with us. Again, you can connect with Susan on her website, spiritartgallery.net. Thank you for sharing your time, your energy, your vibration with me today. And I look forward to talking to you next week, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a wonderful week. And thank you, Susan. We appreciate you being on.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.